Get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Viridian Farm Public Infrastructure District number one to order. For the call to, well, let me back up. So it's December 19th, 2025. It's 9:10 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Adam, your chair, you want to start?
Adam Loser, Chair.
And Scott Bishop, the clerk.
Shannon Rick's treasurer.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, district accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board. First up, we need to have a public hearing that's related to the adoption of the 2026 budget and then for an amendment to the 2025 budget. So, what we need is a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Adam.
I'll second.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. So, board, we're now in the public hearing to talk about the 26 budget and the amendment to the 25 budget. So, Shelby, can you walk through those for us?
I will. Thanks, Michael. So, board, just really quick, there were really no changes noted to my knowledge from the last meeting. However, we did just kind of update this with current 9:30 financials so that we could make sure that those 2025 projections were as close as possible. So I'll start here with the general fund, which is where the administrative costs flow through. For 2025, we are proposing an amendment for this fund. So original appropriations were about 51,000. We've updated those to 56,250. I've just kind of updated the projected costs here for accounting, auditing, insurance based on actuals, as well as legal based on actuals. This line item in particular just running a little bit higher than what the original projections were. For 2025, as you're aware, all those costs are being funded through developer advances. And then for 2026, bring that back down to $52,020. That is in line with the annual administrative carve-out as set forth in the bond indenture. And with the anticipated 2025 tax revenues, that would be funded through the administrative carve-out from those tax revenues. So we show a transfer in for that $52,000. The next page is the debt service fund. No budget amendment needed here for 2025. For 2026, we've got the property tax in of just about $149,000. This is the 2025 taxes, but would be collected in 2026. And that's really the budget year that those funds would be available. So we present them in 2026 for budget purposes. Estimated interest income. And then for expenditures, we have a scheduled interest payment on the A bonds of about $331,000. And then the annual fees to UMB as the trustee for $7,000. And then the transfer out for that administrative carve out of $52,000. The interest in 2026 would be fully paid from capitalized interest as well. And then for capital projects fund, we're also proposing an amendment here for 2025. There was about 58,000 remaining in funds as of the beginning of 2025. So we've just showed all of those being spent in this year. If that does shift into 2026, we can always amend the 2026 budget later on next year as needed. So any questions on any of that? Any feedback from the board?
None for me.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Shelby. I do not show any members of the public that have joined. So, no public comment there. So, with that, could I get a motion then to close the public hearing?
I'll motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Adam.
I'll second.
Thanks, Shannon. All those in
Yay,
favor say
Shannon.
aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Let me put back up the agenda so we can see where we're at. All right, next up, board meeting minutes from our September 17th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yep, they look great.
Okay, could I get a motion, Scott?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve the September 17 minutes. September 17th, 2025 meeting minutes.
I'll
Thanks.
second those.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, going to cover the third quarter financials.
Okay. All right. So these were shared with you. So starting with the balance sheet for all funds of the district, total assets at the end of September, just under 1.3 million, about 43,000 remained available in the capital projects fund, and about 1.2 million in the debt service fund restricted for the district's bonds. Current accounts payable we had recorded at about 16,000. So total fund balances for all funds, 1,249,000. So looking first at the general fund budget to actual expenses through September were about 36,000. Kind of covered the overage on legal through the budget discussion there. And about 20,000 was received in developer advances year to date. And then the deficit here, just a timing difference of when expenses are incurred versus when the developer funds those and pays those. So expect to have more through the end of the year to kind of cure that deficit there. Next page is the debt service fund. Only revenue for 2025 is interest income, so that's about 39,000 through September. And then there was a payment in March on the bonds of about 309,000. Then lastly is the capital projects fund, small amount of interest income earned on those funds still sitting with UMB. About 17,000 in payments have gone out. Again, about 43,000 remaining at the end of September. Following pages, I believe you've seen before, just kind of requirements for the accounting standards that we follow to include certain disclosures that accompany the financials. So, any questions?
Don't have any.
Okay.
All right, board. So what I would need then is a motion to accept the third quarter financials as presented.
I'll motion to accept the third quarter financials as presented by Shelby.
Thanks, Adam.
I'll second.
Thanks, Shannon. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. So first up of the two resolutions, this is the resolution that adopts the budget amendment to 2025. Super simple. Any questions? If not, can I get a motion then to approve resolution 2025-03?
I'll do it. Would like to make a motion to approve resolution 2025-03.
I'll second.
Thanks, Shannon. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, here's the resolution to adopt 26's budget. So really the important thing down here is we're keeping the three mills on. So just adopts 26 and then keeps the three mills in place. So
So could we could, Michael, if we wanted to, from year to year, change the mill levy?
if And Shelby, jump in, but part of the financial forecast originally had it going to be at three mills in order to make the bond payments. So let's say if we get ahead and we don't need all three to still make those payments, then potentially we could.
But there's no harm in paying them quickly, more quickly either, right?
No, nope,
Yeah.
not at all.
So can I add to that? I just pulled up the bond documents really quickly. The bond indenture states that the mill levy would not be in excess of the three mills.
Yeah, so it
Just
can't
not
go
in
higher.
excess. Okay.
Yeah, it can't be in excess. So I think it would require amendments to the bond documents to increase that, Scott,
Yeah.
which may not be feasible with the investors. So that'd be a discussion we'd have to have with bond counsel and the underwriter.
Yeah, sounds great. I don't we don't I we don't have any intention to. I was just wondering, I was just curious.
Oh,
So.
I thought you wanted to lower it, and I was, well, probably, but you got to be able to make the payment.
Yeah. That's good. Awesome. Okay, I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2025-09.
Oh, you know what? I think that's the wrong
Should that be
resolution.
04?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll
Yeah.
modify my motion to resolve to approve resolution 2025-04.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Adam. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, so Shelby, your SOW and the district auditor.
Okay. All right. So, board, we just asked for an annual renewal of the statement of work with the district to renew the engagement and the scope that we're providing. No change to the scope or the deliverables from what you've approved in prior years. We are proposing a fixed fee for this district and many of the other PIDs that we're working with, just to simplify the billing, both for CLA and for you as the district. Kind of avoid fluctuations throughout the year based on whatever deliverable we're working towards. Since the scope is pretty fixed and known, we just feel like this is a kind of good way to go. So for Viridian Farm PID, we've proposed 16,500. There is a technology and client support fee of 5% that's been in place. But with that 5%, it comes to 17,325, which matches the accounting line item in that 2026 budget. Any questions or concerns with that approach?
No, it's fine.
Okay, could I get a motion then to approve CLA's 2026 agreement?
I will make a motion to approve CLA's 2026 agreement.
Thanks, Scott.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Shannon. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, Shelb.
Thanks. Next item is the Hinton Burdick audit engagement letter for the 2025 year-end audit. They were selected for the district's 2024 audit. Not to speak for Michael, but I think both of us would just recommend staying with the same firm at this point. Their fees for 2025 audits, $8,950. I believe that's a $200 increase from prior year, which is consistent with what we're seeing with other districts and with other firms as well. Any
Yeah.
questions or discussion? Go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say, yeah, it's my recommendation too. So,
Yeah. Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the Hinton Burdick audit proposal for 2026.
thanks, Adam.
second that.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, let's talk about the annual meeting schedule. Looks like this will be, we have the last week. Help me with what day of the week that is. Christy, do you know off the top of your head?
You saying the 23rd?
Yeah.
It's a
Well,
Friday.
so these dates, is it like the last Tuesday, Wednesday?
Friday.
It's the last Friday.
Yeah.
So the
Second to
last
last Friday.
Friday,
Second to last Friday in January.
oh,
But
second
then
to
April is
last.
the last Friday. So it's actually the fourth Friday.
Ah, good catch. So does that still work for everybody?
Yeah, I think it's okay. Yeah,
Okay,
generally.
Shelby, you guys going to be able to?
Yeah, I think that should work.
Okay, perfect. All right, so if you guys are comfortable, now we can always switch around the dates, right? If we need to, we just need to post an annual meeting schedule for the year, is why we have to decide now. So,
Yeah,
okay.
good.
Could I get a motion then to approve this as our 2026 annual meeting schedule?
I will make a motion to approve the 2026 board meeting schedule as presented.
Thanks, Scott.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Shannon. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, let me double check. Covered everything. Now we get the training. Shelby's favorite part of the meeting. All right. So every year we have to have this open and public meetings training. So we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which requires the district to conduct all of its business in an open and public setting. We have to allow the public to attend and to participate. So we're going to allow up to 3 minutes for public comment. Now, Adam, you get to choose how long. Typically, most of the boards in the state, city councils, county councils, it's 3 minutes. The Inland Port, when I was on that, we only did 2 minutes, but we had 100 people at every meeting. So that's why we narrowed it down. So you get to decide what we're going to say is probably 3 minutes and just leave it at that unless you decide to change it.
That's
So
fine.
we obviously have to have a quorum to conduct any of the district's business and to have meetings. So two of the three of you always have to participate. We have to post an annual meeting schedule on the Utah Public Notice website. That website is the central hub for all the governmental entities in Utah. Everybody has to post on there. One of the reasons is so the public has one place to go. They can look up any governmental entity. They can sign up for email alerts for whatever governmental entities they want. So that way, like with the district, if somebody were to sign up, anytime we posted anything, they would get the update to, whatever the meeting was, whatever documentation we posted to the website. So when we post, we have to list the date, time, and place for the meeting. We have to post the agenda, associated documents with the agenda, and the agenda has to have what's called reasonable specificity to it. Take today's agenda as the example. We have two budget resolutions. We couldn't just state they were resolutions and not describe what kind of resolutions they were. So that's kind of the level of specificity that they want. Also on the notice, we have to post the Zoom or the Teams link. That way the public can participate. If they can't or don't have internet access, then we list the phone number for Christy. They can call Christy and she can put them on like the conference call kind of set up where they could hear us, we could hear them, and they could participate. We do have an electronic meetings policy, which is what allows us to conduct our meetings electronically. The one caveat with those is we will always have to have somebody at the anchor location. None of the board members are required to be there. Christy will always be at our anchor location taking care of that for us. So for the notice periods, we need a 24-hour notice period for a regular or special meeting. And when we conduct the public hearings, we need a 7-day notice period. We do record all of the meetings. We keep minutes. The recordings are required to be uploaded within 72 hours. The written minutes, once they are approved, have to be uploaded within the 3 days, and those become the official minutes of the district once they're approved. There is a possibility of going into a closed session, super rare for our kind of district, but there is a potential. When we do close, we would have to state the purpose for going into the closed session, and two-thirds of the board has to approve to go into the closed session. What you can close is really narrow, the reasons why. So they would be strategy sessions for collective bargaining, if there were any pending or reasonably imminent litigation, for the purchase, sale, exchange of lease or leasing of real property, water rights, water shares. If we're going to do any appraisals, we could go into closed session to talk about those. If we were going to deploy any security measures, so any security personnel, devices, or systems, if we were going to conduct any investigative proceedings regarding any allegations of criminal misconduct. If you remember, we have a fraud risk hotline, and we also have a fraud reporting hotline or fraud reporting policy. If we were to do any investigations regarding those, that's when we would go into a closed session to talk about those. If somebody were trying to use, say, the procurement policy or the grandma policy to get access to commercial information from you guys as the development company, any commercial information, trade secrets, personal information about you guys or any people there at the development firm, we could close to talk about those. I'll just tell you up front, Matt's going to say no automatically, but we could still close to talk about any of those issues. If we were going to apply for a loan, any kind of financing related to the district where you as board members would potentially have any personal information come out, we would close for that. What we cannot close for, so in a few years, the board will transition to an electric or to an elected board. If we have vacancies for those elected positions, we could not go into close to interview people or to talk about them, you know, the character competency, mental health, physical health of them. We cannot go into a close to talk about those. We cannot take any final actions in any closed session. So, no approval of ordinances, rules, regulations, contracts, or appointments. What we would have to do is if we talked about something in a closed session, we would come out of the closed into the open session, the public session, and then make any final approvals there. So it would be like a generic motion. We're going to approve the agreement that we talked about in the closed session. That would be the type of motion that we would make to take any final action. So we do have to record all the closed sessions and keep minutes. Those, though, remain confidential. And those can only be open to the public if the board doesn't want them to be opened by somebody going to court, and a judge would have to find a court order in order to open those minutes. So that's the training for the year. You guys
Thank
have
you,
any
Michael, for
questions?
that lovely training. It's a good
Yeah,
reminder.
thank you. Thank you.
That's
I'm getting good. We've talked about how like I dream about it now at night because I don't.
Yes, you're lucky. That's
Yeah.
lucky.
Shannon, that was an early Christmas present.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look forward to it every December.
Yeah.
So, all right. Do you have anything else for us? Anything we need to work on?
Scott, no.
I have
Shannon.
one question.
Okay.
We needed to set up a bank account for some checks to be deposited. We're wondering if the accounting firm can manage that bank account, or does it need to be set up by D.R. Horton and managed by us?
So we would love to help manage it. I think we'll certainly need your help to get it set up and all of the signers. Typically, the banks won't allow us to kind of do that. And we, of course, don't want to be a signer on it. But then once it's set up, we'd love to be able to get like online access. And then from that point, too, we can talk about like setting up a bill.com account to then like run all of the invoices through for payment. So maybe we can just connect offline. I think again, first step would be getting the bank account opened, and then we can kind of go from there.
Great. Okay.
Yeah, our corporate is kind of funny about us going and opening our own bank accounts as a local division. So we have some hurdles to jump through there.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have a preferred bank. We've worked a bit with Zions and then Mountain America Credit Union here locally, and they may allow us to kind of help facilitate it, but then it's still, I think a lot of the burden will still fall on you guys. So maybe give it some thought where you want to bank at if you have a preference, and then we can kind of help at least make the introduction and see how efficient we can make the process.
Shannon, do you know by chance right now where you would prefer?
We've got an account now at Wells Fargo, so maybe a Wells Fargo.
Okay.
But I need to talk to corporate and see what they prefer.
Yeah,
Okay.
Wells should work.
Yeah.
We would prefer to have one of the bigger institutions, and the only reason is that state treasurer has a list of approved financial institutions. That way, eventually, what we would love is for the county treasurers just to be able to move money over. And the way the state treasurer prefers it is to do everything through the PTIF account. That way you get the most, if it's in a savings anyway, you would get the most benefit interest rate wise and that kind of stuff. But it just works a lot better for the county treasurers to forward the property taxes. And then for like Shelby, the way she's explaining, for them to have the accounting already where they have access, they can see. The one thing that always makes us nervous is when the county treasurers are sending checks. You know, do they get in the right account? And then we have to transfer them over to the trustee. And it just gets a little hectic sometimes. It allows for some, I guess, issues,
Mistakes, yeah.
right? So I think the auditors like it better that way as well. So just a mid-sized or bigger institution, Wells is perfect if that's who you guys like.
And Shannon, we have a online portal with Wells Fargo too, so that would make it easy for us, so we can coordinate to, I think, get them added onto our portal for online access and stuff. So.
Okay, great.
So Scott, let me know if you need my help or if you just want the surveyor, your surveyor, to get a hold of them.
We'll do it. I think I'll just shoot a PDF of these plats to the surveyor and let him know we're asking that what they're asking him to do and see if I can get some feedback. And if he's just like, yeah, bring them down and we'll sign them and then we'll be good to go.
Okay, perfect. And if you need me to help run them down, just let me know.
Okay. Yeah, we can get it.
Okay. Good to see you guys. Hope happy
Do
holidays.
we need to formally close the meeting?
We do. I just wanted to give my happy holiday comment.
Oh, I'm glad if you reflected
You
on
too, Michael
Michael
Shelby.
expressing Christmas joy.
Yes, exactly.
I love it.
All right. Yep, emotion then.
I'll make a motion to formally close the meeting and wish all of our bond participants and, oh, what's the right word? Just all of
Friends.
our advisors and friends that are helping us out.
Friends, thanks,
Merry
Scott.
Christmas and happy holidays.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks. Happy holidays to you guys too.
I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Scott. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, see you.